It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
You know, every time I'm turning on the TV, I'm seeing more and more reports about parents getting in altercations with coaches, forcing their children to do things in sports that they don't want to do, and treating these youth and amateur athletes, I'm talking children, like professionals. And it's sad. To help figure out who is really up to bat, who is really playing these youth sports, I'm bringing on today someone special, professional quarterbacks coach, one of the best in the nation, Coach Leon Clark. Leon, how are you today?
Jay, how are you? Thanks for having me on today.
Leon, thank you for joining me because it's a very touchy subject and it's a very important segment. And then, Leon, I want to start by saying this before we get into some questions. According to research by Michigan State University Institute for the Study of Youth Sports, more than 70%, that's 70% of kids drop out of youth athletics by the age of 13. And Leon, the number one reason is because of adults, their parents. Either they're
right,
pushing them too hard, either they're in the coach's face, promising them, paying them, I've read they're even paying them, to get their kid on the field. And it's sad. So, Leon, why is this happening?
Well, let me say that every parent has high hopes for their children and would like for them to be successful. Now, when we talk about sports, some parents view success as an athletic scholarship, playing on TV, or becoming a pro athlete. And this can change the scope of everything. Back when we played, dads were the trainers. They taught their kids everything. They taught them how to swim, taught them how to throw a football, to hit a ball off a tee, you know, push-ups, chin-ups. Today, all that has changed. Today, kids have private coaches. They attend year-round camps. They're on travel teams. And all these things are said to make the kid better, but it costs money. This is why parents have high expectations. This is why you see the fallout. This is why they want their money's worth. You know, they expect to see a kid perform well. They expect to see a mature kid at a very young age. They expect to see a tough and durable kid. They expect to see that kid get playing time. You know, this is a financial sacrifice for families and a commitment. So it's hard for a parent to feel guilt in blaming the kid for underperforming when they feel they're giving the child the opportunity, all the opportunity in the world to be successful.
No, I can see that, Leon. I can see that. But, you know, I as a father, you as a father, we have children. We have children to celebrate life to that we're enjoying so much with our partner or spouse that we want to continue on and give so much back to the world and celebrate. It's almost the biggest celebration of commitment is with your spouse or your partner to have a child and to raise a child. And it's sad because I'm seeing it that a lot of these kids are playing year-round sports. I know when I was growing up, you were growing up, we played 3 sports. We played 10 sports over the course of a year. Today,
right,
kids are sticking to just one. And it's sad because parents are making that huge financial commitment. But then we could turn it around and say, they're doing the same thing with education. They're doing the same thing with this. They're doing the same thing with music. But it just seems like there's a big line with sports that parents are crossing. And are you seeing this?
Well, let me say this. You know, the other part to that too is also we talk about the parent and coach relationship, and that's different. You know, the number one reason why most parents and coaches get into altercation is due to playing time. So the idea that the training on the outside and the private training and the camps, it has to match up with what they're doing and again, in the scope of where they want to be, where the child is going, foreseeable future. We want them to be a scholarship kid. We want them on TV. You know, I would say, you know, parent and coaches, they both come with an agenda. You know, they say it's a team goal, but really they each have their own agenda. And when you look at a coach's mentality, his job is to win games and play the best players. And this does not always sit well with parents. And, you know, now this is, not always the case. I've seen situations where a kid does play and the parent coach still get into altercations due to the fact that the kid is underutilized, playing out of position, or the coach blames the kid for a bad performance. Or, of course, you know, you have daddy ball where the coach's son plays. So these types of things can create bad blood, you know, and sadly, these are where the altercations arise. So I think it's two different sides that's really bringing about this, you know, this situation where you do have the adult and they're treating the kids a little bit more, you know, I would say more mature than usual, or that what they should be.
I get you on that, and I understand that. It is true, and it's, you know, like, let's step right into the news area. We've heard in the media that you had a big hip-hop mogul attack a strength and conditioning specialist because the strength and conditioning specialist was putting these kids through drills, and they were sprinting, and he was getting on the kid. And that's part of athletics, because you're trying to mold, put together technically a business strategy to put on the field to have a good outcome. And I understand
Correct.
That. But the parent then stepped over the line, and there was an altercation. That's happening in college. That's happening in high school. And it's happening in youth. I saw it growing up, but it wasn't as much as it is today. Do you think it's because of the cell phones? Do you think it's because of the YouTube? Do you think it's because of the way we can get to social media? I mean, we would have never learned about the UCLA issue if that didn't happen, if it wasn't for YouTube.
Here's what I say. Since we played, a lot has changed in sport. Kids are being recruited so much younger today by Pop Warner leagues, high schools, college teams. I saw one kid that I came across and I worked with. He was recruited by USC. University of Southern Cal at 12 years old. I mean, you know, with social media outlets growing daily, kids have more opportunities to be seen today than when you and I played. With that said, parents know, they know what's on the line, and they want to protect their kids' image as much as possible. You know, they say film doesn't lie, and when your kid is out there on film and, you know, it's being recorded, you know, that kind of thing can go a long way, where now a coach who's never met your kid can make an assessment and judgment on your kid and never even met them. And that could ruin, again, potential opportunities for scholarship and all those things. So a lot plays into what we see in social media.
I get that, and I hear that, and you're answering it perfectly. But it's just sad that it appears that these days more parents are up at the plate placing their kids more as trophies and swinging and making the calls for the kids as opposed to the fun. You know, I understand education is hard. To get an educational scholarship is hard, and it may be easier with 100 scholarships in Division I for football.
Right.
But you're burning these kids out. You're taking
Absolutely.
The fun. And I know we have time for about one more question, but why is the fun being taken out of youth athletics and the professionalism being placed in the hands of the parents and these coaches on these youth athletes?
Well, number one, it's being stripped because, again, the parents' role is like, you know, you're a dad, I'm a dad, and our job is to support. But sometimes we can, you know, move out the support and become controlling. And you know, one of the things that we have to do,
Leon, we have about 10 seconds.
We have to do a better job of making sure that this doesn't happen to our kids or people that we know.
It's true. And Leon, I hate to cut you short. We definitely got to bring you back. This is a great subject. Where can people find out more about you?
You can go to Twitter and find me at Clark Sports at Twitter, or you can go on my website and you can go to clarksports.com and you can find me there and you can see all about what I do.
To learn more about Trophy Kids and who really is playing, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.